Well, Nona, it's you know, I've been following this latest trip of yours that you did on Facebook, and I was just talking to Kenya how different it is when you're not going as a visitor to a country. And this last trip, I guess you were working with, was it John Batista who invited you on this latest amazing journey you just took?
So it wasn't John Batiste. That would be great. That's to come. I was out with a band, a soul orchestra, the Anthony Paul Soul Orchestra, an amazing group of people. There was 15 of us.
Wow.
And Anthony Paul is the band leader, guitar player, who is well-loved over in Italy and brings an amazing band every year. And I had the opportunity to not only be a part of his soul orchestra, but the soul orchestra is hired to be the house band for the Peretta Soul Festival.
Oh, okay.
So it was an amazing opportunity. So I was in a dual role. We had our own shows, and then we backed up all the other artists, which had me learning about 30 songs.
Oh my gosh. Well, let me back up and just introduce you. I've known Nona for years, but she recorded her first album in 1997, I'll Sing My Song. Deep, deep gospel roots, you know, that go way back in the Bay Area. And you've had some amazing collaborations and opportunities working with Josh Groban as a choir coordinator in his Northern California tour, guest vocalist on 3 national recordings with the Gospel Music Workshop of America, guest vocalist in Oprah Winfrey's Legends, I didn't even know about that, Legends Ball?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Group member of the gospel music legend, late Edwin Hawkins and the new Edwin Hawkins Singers. Just did a beautiful job with Songs from My Journal, Volume 1, and now following up with a beautiful new release coming out next week. Which we're very excited about. It's going to be August 22nd. It's gonna drop, right?
It's going to drop everywhere. Digital music is sold, and I am looking for you to check it out. I promise it's going to be inspiring.
And you're obviously, I mean, a big, big, big congratulations. You've been working for a while, of course, at the San Francisco Chapter Board, and just recently became, previously, as you were the board governor, and now you are the first Black woman to be elected president of the San Francisco Chapter of the Recording Academy. Yay, my God.
That is quite impressive, and I still chuckle because I'm still pinching myself. But it is my absolute delight and honor to serve in this role, because truly it is a act of service.
And you got recognized by the Black community just also after that happened. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
And, of course, we had the honor of being able to work together on a song yet to be released. I think we're going to be getting that out after everything is in for this year's Grammys. We'll get in, I guess, finishing that up in September, late September, we'll have that out.
Yes, we will. It's just a wonderful opportunity to work with you, Cindy, and to see an idea that you came up with, and we sat down and formulated, and I'm very excited for people to hear that, and I do believe that it is going to be a great inspiration to the listener, and once you all hear the song, you'll understand why.
Well, because you know what? I just have to say, Nona, you're an inspiration. I mean, not just professionally, but you have gone through your life so many amazing challenges that are, I mean, heartrending challenges in your life, and have come through each one. I mean, some people would be stopped, but instead each challenge you faced, and you let it give you more inspiration to do more work and more good, and that inspires me. So I just have to.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Well, it's true.
All about for
yeah,
me.
It's so true.
That's what my life is all about, is to inspire and to give someone hope, just for one more day.
Yeah.
And I think if each of us, as human beings on this earth, in spite of what your belief is, if you have a higher power or not, if we can offer some hope for one day to someone, that our world would be a better place and people would be inspired to hang in there one more day until that next person comes along.
Well, and that's the way it works. And I have to say, when I saw the pictures of you singing in these communities that looked fabulous, but some of them I'd never heard of before. I mean, there was this amazing group because there the audience was and they were listening and you were communicating and you didn't even need to speak the language because you had the language of the inspirational music to communicate, which we know that this is true. You know that music heals. You know that music inspires.
Yes.
So your first part of this journey actually was in Spain also, wasn't it?
Yes. Well, actually, that was the end part of it. So we started off in Perugia, Italy, and Perugia is where the Umbria Jazz Festival is. It's one of the largest jazz festivals there. People come from all around the world, thousands of people every night. And we did 10 performances every night for 10 days. We got into Perugia, we had one day of rest, and we performed every day until we got ready to leave and go to Paretta, Italy.
And, you know, I've been to Italy, and many, many times I never heard of Perugia. Unless that's the place where those chocolates come. I know there's famous chocolates that I think come from that area. But did you get a chance to wander on? I saw some pictures. Did you get a chance to explore?
Yes. Yeah. So on one of the days, we were able to get away and to visit a beautiful little town of, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, Assisi.
Assisi. Oh, I love Assisi. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was absolutely beautiful. And I also learned that this is also the sister city of San Francisco. And so it was just an amazing, and apparently St. Francis is buried there.
Yes. And his his sweet love that dedicated her life to him.
Yes.
Quite a beautiful story, also buried there.
The city itself was just breathtaking. And just the churches and just the architectural structure, and its original state was just breathtaking. It's something you really have to see and experience to appreciate.
Did you get to play there?
We did not play at that city, no. Mm-hmm. That they don't really have, like, performances there, you know, on those premises. But what a beautiful experience. And if you answer to a higher calling, it was just a beautiful place to be.
Well, I went in the church there, and they had a big earthquake, and they had to rebuild a chapel there. But I went before that happened, and I sat there, and I prayed and meditated, and I swear, Nona, his presence, his spirit, St. Francis, his energy is there. I mean, you feel it. It's present there.
It is a peaceful, peaceful experience.
Yeah.
That's how I can describe it. It is just sitting there. It is very peaceful, very calming, and I am so very glad that I had time to experience that.
Oh, it's a blessing. Absolutely. I'm very glad you got to, too, because it's very special. So, so where did you sing that was near there?
So this was all it was 30 minutes away from where we were staying.
And
so this was all while we were there for the Umbria Jazz Festival.
Oh, I see.
And then we moved on to a city that I have absolutely fallen in love with, and that is Paretta, Italy.
Huh.
And the entire little city literally comes alive this one time a year when they have the Paretta Soul Festival. And it's my understanding that there is a movie about it, about the Paretta Soul Festival. And if anyone ever is anywhere near Paretta, Italy, that third weekend in July, I strongly recommend it.
Wow.
It is an experience that is life-changing to see a city come alive in a matter of 2 days was absolutely amazing to me.
How wonderful.
An amazing experience.
So did they have it out an outdoor? Was it an outdoor concert?
Yes, it's out. It's a little stadium that they have there. It's not really large. And all the concerts are at night because it's so hot during the day. But, we got there some days early because we had to rehearse with the other artists. And, checked into the hotel. The city was regular, normal. I think I came out on a Thursday morning, and there was people everywhere. vendors everywhere. I literally watch the city transform.
Wow.
Where people come in, and it's like the biggest thing that happens there in July.
Wow.
And it was just such a warm experience.
Was it based around gospel music or inspirational music?
It's actually a soul festival. So basically, the Anthony Paul Soul Orchestra, we do soul music, which was fabulous. I was blessed right in the middle of the tour to get an opportunity to perform a gospel set of my own on Sunday when we were in Peretta, Italy.
Uh-huh.
So that was just an amazing time, but the actual performances was blues music.
Oh my gosh!
Soul, blues.
Wow!
Soul.
And did you have pickup people there, or was it just your group singing together? Or did you have people you mingled with that?
The Anthony Paul Soul Orchestra, we all went together, mm-hmm. but then other featured artists flew in from other cities.
Wow!
And we sang background for them at the Peretta Soul Festival.
Oh my gosh!
Amazing.
So you probably made some new friends.
Some new contacts, and possibly looking to take my gospel set to some other countries.
Oh, wouldn't that be exciting?
Amazing.
Oh, I love that. So now, at this point, you were about almost a week into the trip?
So by this time, by Peretta, we're, 3 weeks into the trip?
Wow.
The entire tour was 4 weeks.
Wow.
And so once we completed our 3 shows at the Peretta Soul Festival, we went on to the Canary Islands in Spain.
Oh.
And we went to the Las Palmas Costa Canary Soul Festival.
I did never hear
of that
one.
Was the name of it.
Never knew they had one. Yeah.
And this was really unique. This is a gigantic concert on the beach.
Oh my gosh.
So they create this huge stage, and I tell you, the first night we looked out, I couldn't even see the end of the people on the beach.
Wow, my gosh.
And it was just incredible. So we did, those were our 2 final shows.
So it has to be a big beach. I guess it's got to be a
big...
It is.
It's a long beach.
So how did they... But yeah. I mean, I'm trying to picture this, and how did they get the sound out? I mean, usually a typical concert, you have a couple of big screens, and you have an area...
It was wonderful, because they had screens everywhere.
Oh.
They had big screens everywhere. They built a stage, state-of-the-art sound,
uh-huh.
lighting. It was amazing.
Wow.
It was amazing just to be able to stand there and sing and just feel the energy of the happy people, smell the water, feel the breeze.
Ah.
It was amazing.
So the ocean,
it was amazing.
The ocean's right behind the audience there.
Right
you're
there.
Singing out
it's
and you're
right
singing
there.
To the crowds and the water behind.
Yeah, the ocean was right there to the right, of us.
It was a nighttime concert?
Yes,
yeah.
At night, because it's always so too warm for daytime.
Yeah, and this year they say the temperatures really were record-breaking temperatures as well.
Really hot.
Yeah.
Really, really hot. And what I learned, this was great preparation for me for my upcoming release concert, because vocally I couldn't be in better shape. I was worried about all the back-to-back singing, but the reality is your vocal cord is a muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you exercise it, the stronger it becomes.
Hmm.
So I'm super excited, charged, and ready to perform this new music to the world and to my community on August 22nd at Yoshi's in Oakland, California.
Now, that's got quite a history, that place, doesn't it? I mean, I've heard of it. I've never been there. Tell us about Yoshi's.
Yeah, Yoshi's, they started off with 2 locations. First, there was one, and then they expanded over to San Francisco, and that shut down some years ago, but mm-hmm. it's a very, very popular and prestigious, pretty much supper club in mm-hmm. our area.
Mm-hmm.
And they have maintained and survived the pandemic, and I am just honored to be presenting gospel music there.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about this new release, because, I mean, I know we've talked a lot, but you really haven't told me about what to expect on this new release.
So what you can expect on this new release is songs that I have written over the years, and primarily they were written for other artists, And, you know, when I step back and I listen to the music, it really warms my heart, because what I hear is a genuine and pure relationship with God Almighty.
Yes, yeah.
And so you hear this relationship, but you hear it in different styles of music.
Interesting.
I've got a rock song on there. I've got a jazz song on there. I've got just outright gospel. I've got a beautiful song that sounds like a soundtrack. So what we need to understand is messages can be delivered with different sounds, with different, you know, styles of music. When we think of gospel, we think hard, traditional, you know, ABC. That's really not how I flow musically. You'll hear my relationship and you'll hear my inspiration, but it may come in the form of a jazz sound, or it may come in the form of rock. And so it's really all about the message and how it impacts your life and inspires your life.
I think that you're so right. I mean, spirit speaks to us all in different ways, you know. Spirit doesn't have one face, and spirit doesn't have one sound, and spirit is spirit, and thank God it doesn't take on just one. Yeah, it doesn't take on one uniform,
right.
You know.
That's
so
right.
It's like, so you can't package it in one particular way. So I remember when you worked with even Rupam Sharma and did Talk to God. I mean, totally outside the box and beautiful.
Yes,
something I play it still, and I love it. You know, not your typical at all song. You did two or three songs on some of my spoken word pieces, and you do beautiful spoken word. So, and I know, so you do, I've seen that spirit come through you. I mean, it is good to have you have the roots gospel through Edwin Hawkins. And to be able to see that is kind of a foundation. What better roots, you know?
Yes, and it's truly a blessing to have even worked with Edwin Hawkins, who is an internationally known staple in gospel music, whose music still is performed all around the world. Oh, Happy Day. If you talk about gospel and you go through Europe, you cannot leave until you sing Oh, Happy Day.
Really?
So to be able to say that I worked with and was friends with Edwin Hawkins is a tremendous blessing, and I miss him tremendously to this day, and know that he's watching on the other side and rooting me on.
Oh, absolutely. Again, that's that spirit that doesn't ever die. But, you know, I applaud you doing this. This is the thing that's so interesting, is trying to put a name on something that has no category, and yet deciding on what you're going to call it is so difficult, isn't it?
You're so on it. And that's been one of my challenges in the music industry, particularly gospel music, because my sound, they don't know where to put it.
No, I know.
They don't know where to place it. And I believe that in this time, this now in my life, is that the sound that comes through me will be heard, and it will be received. And my hopes and my desire is that it will break down barriers. You don't have to be a Christian to listen to my music. Mm. You don't have to say you love God.
Mm-hmm.
There's a message in the music, and whatever that message is to you, if you can find some form of inspiration, some form of encouragement, I will have been successful, because each person is on a quest for something higher, no matter what you call it.
Yep.
We were all created with a soul, and that soul within us searches for what that thing or person is. And I don't have the ability to tell you, you know, or to say this is what you're going to do. Your soul must seek it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
So my job is to keep making a positive impact in this earth, keep releasing a sound that would guide you to that higher power, whatever that is, or whoever that is to you.
So true. I might even say amen on that. And I don't say amen too often, but I have to ask you logistically. I mean, these days, you know, and I know that people are doing singles and they're picking the key release. And when you have so many influences, how do you go about deciding what the key release, or even what the first track of an album is going to be? How did you do that?
You know, for me, I don't have a formula. I am a regular, everyday lady who is out here trying to make a difference in the world musically. I don't have the engine of a big label. I don't have the staff of a 10 people who can sit around the room and lay out a plan. There are three of us that work together, and we try to do the best we can with what we have. And in terms of lining up the songs and what order, it's a flow for me. I sit and I listen repetitively, and I go with what the flow feels.
Right.
How, if it feels good to me, the flow, then that's how it goes. And I'm sure that there are marketing strategies that can be used, but that's not how I'm operating at this time. I'm going by what I'm feeling and what the flow, what flow feels right.
Well, I applaud you, and at the same time, I'd be amiss to not mention that your shows that you do sell out, and you have a very strong and loving fan base of people who believe in you, and that, who could ask for more? I mean, you really, I mean, you have a very wonderful group of people who will come to your shows, and is that, that says something in itself that you're going to sell out these shows, right?
And that makes me feel so good. And I am appealing to every one of those supporters that's listening. If you haven't gotten your ticket, please go get your ticket. I would love to share this time with you. I would love to be able to have every seat in Yoshi's Field. And I'm going to look for you personally.
What's the website that people go to?
You can go to yoshis.com and get the tickets. Just search August 22nd, Nona Brown. And we would love to have you. It is truly going to be a night of great music and inspiration, for sure.
Absolutely, for sure. I mean, I you know, it's funny. We've talked about this. I only have about a minute left, but I know you did a beautiful album about healing. And I was listening to some of the music, and we talked about it. It's like, it's hard to tell when that energy, whatever that presence, that spirit, that energy that you start to say yes to comes through. And it comes through on all of your releases. you do get
wow.
that. It does.
That's amazing.
Well, but it does. And because you have that intention, I think when you have that focus and that intention and leave that door open, you know, as long as you leave the door open.
Leave the door open. And Cindy, just before we go, I just want to give a shout out to the amazing promoter on this show, and that's Joy Roan of Joy Roan Presents. Joy is a premier, one of the premier promoters in our area who is known for just having excellent shows, great artists. So I'm honored to be able to be presented by Joy Roan Presents, and that's why I need all of you to get your tickets, because I don't want to mess up her record.
You won't. I can tell you,
go
you
get
won't.
Get those tickets.
It's always a treat talking to you. I always get inspired. Thank you so much, my friend. And have a wonderful, wonderful release. And God bless you. Aloha.
Thank you, Cindy. Thank you so much. Aloha.